Good morning. It's April 21st. Our first reading for the day is Deuteronomy 4. I'm going to read to you from Brother Harry Tennant's book, Moses, My Servant. Just before this section that I'm going to read, Brother Harry summarises the first three chapters of Deuteronomy and then writes this. Moses then moved to one of the greatest treasures ever committed to man, God's law. This, said Moses, was Israel's greatness. Scholarship and research in these last days, in all its minuteness, has not been able to break down or enhance that truth. Listen to Moses. Now therefore, hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, that ye may live. Words of life. Truly, for some it was but this present life, but even that brief span was vastly improved by some knowledge of the principles of God. For others, the words of God became a daily meditation, an inviolable deposit which, above all else, they would keep unaltered. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you, neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord. And what nation is there so great that hath statutes and judgments so righteous? Only take heed to thyself. Take heed to thyself. Take heed. These words are echoed throughout Scripture in some form or other. Let a man examine himself. Himself. The word of God is designed to search out the innermost crevices of man's mind. Let him not be afraid to use the light. When it proves uncomfortably searching, let him not diminish the light or change it by human addition. The word is made to teach, that we may learn to fear God all the days that we shall live upon the earth. Moses pressed home his lesson, saying, take good heed to your souls. What was the great danger which called for this special emphasis? Nothing less than making God in the likeness of created things and of worshipping parts of creation rather than the Lord of all. This is not a danger which has ever diminished. Our whole world today worships man and his works. Glory to man in the highest. For man is the master of things. We need to take good heed. Materialism, the acquiring and admiring and believing in things, is the mark of our age. We are no better than those distant Israelites, though we may be a little more sophisticated. When Paul urged us to seek the things which are not seen, instead of the things which are visible, he was repeating in another form that great commandment of the Ten, which insisted that man should not make to himself any kind of likeness for a god. Moses went further. He challenged the hearts of the idolatrous with the utter helplessness of their gods, which are the work of men's hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear nor eat nor smell. The helplessness of things. This is the helplessness of our age. We have many things which cannot think or hear or protect us, and we have forgotten God, the God of all things. All of us indulge from time to time in the worship of things and seek the service of self. God speaks to us and calls us back, if we will listen, and if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. There are lessons and warnings and exhortations for us in this day and age, even though we are so far removed from the time of the children of Israel. Thank you for listening.